No dispute, the economy's in trouble. So, do you have a big idea on how to fix it?
This is Tasha Cox from Atlanta, Georgia. Gave lots of people jobs by building up all the blighted communities and areas in our neighborhoods. And I think that they should start with the Gulch in Atlanta because it's a very old, blighted area that can definitely benefit from some TLC.
I agree with you on that, Tasha, give us your ideas at 8778-MY-TAKE. We're going to focus on one suggestion after headlines, and that would be letting inflation rise. First, here's some of the news stories that we're following. It's 31 minutes after the hour. In Egypt, thousands of riot police have been deployed outside the courthouse in Cairo, where the trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resumed today. Clashes broke out between pro and anti-Mubarak protesters, with demonstrators throwing stones and rocks at each other. One person outside the court tells our partner, the BBC, the chaos over the trial is bad news for the country.
I hope it comes to an end, because if it doesn't, it's going to be a big problem for the Egyptians.
Mubarak and his two sons are charged with corruption and being complicit in killing protesters during Egypt's uprising. Just a short time ago, the presiding judge ruled that live TV broadcasts of the trial will end. In Syria, nearly 30 people have been reportedly killed in 3 days of gunboat shelling over the city of Latakia. One man there described the atmosphere in the city to our partner, the BBC.
There is tension, there is fear. Of course, the fear is very high, and people don't know what's going on and what is next.
Syrian troops with tanks have also entered several towns in the central flashpoint province of Homs. Prime Minister David Cameron says his country is in the midst of a slow-motion morale collapse. This morning he promised new measures to prevent a repeat of last week's rioting.
Just as people wanted criminals robustly confronted on our streets, so they want to see these social problems taken on and defeated.
The cost of the damage and looting has been estimated at $350 million. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics finds nearly one in five children with an autistic older sibling will develop the disorder as well. And Time Warner Cable is set to announce a $3 billion deal to buy cable company Insight Communications today. Checking the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,269, the S&P at 1,178, the NASDAQ at 2182. Well, reach us with your thoughts. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
During all that market volatility last week, the Federal Reserve, you may recall, in its frustrating battle to restart the U.S. economy, signaled that it may have some more tools or weapons or levers, choose your metaphor, at its disposal. But economic crises in the past have been matched with radical steps from Washington, not the lever pulls and tweaks here and there. Is that called for now? 40 years ago, almost exactly, Richard Nixon established wage and price controls to deal with inflation. Wage and price controls. The New Deal and eventually World War II were the huge stimulus that ended the Great Depression in the 30s and 1940s. Short of advocating World War II, though, some big ideas, please, from you. You know how to reach us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. How to fix the economy. Radical ideas requested. Well, the Fed governors are talking about something that's radical. They've been debating publicly whether to explicitly target an inflation rate as much as 4%. Current inflation rates are about half that. But would a doubling of the real inflation rate indicate an economy coming off the bottom? Would encouraging inflation actually be helpful? Is this sacrilege to be talking about that within the Fed governors? Joining us is Tyler Cowen, professor of economics at George Mason University and co-author of the economics blog Marginal Revolution. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're just a short drive there from the Federal Reserve. What if you were one of the governors? How would you be participating in this debate on allowing inflation possibly to rise as high as 4%?
Well, I think we need a looser, more expansionary monetary policy. There's too much debt in the American economy. That's stopping consumers from spending more. It's stopping people from making plans. And one of the good sides of inflation is that it lowers the real value of that debt compared to prices. And that would stimulate the economy somewhat.
And some economists have argued that you could actually stimulate inflation radically and reduce the debt even more significantly. But what would be the consequences of something like that, say a 6 or 7% inflation rate?
Well, I don't favor a 6 or 7% rate. But keep in mind, during the Reagan recovery of the 1980s, which many conservatives point to as a great miracle, inflation was running over 4% the entire time. So this is not unprecedented. It's not radical. It's something that's happened before. It's gone fine. It also would stimulate more consumer spending and probably put more people to work. I don't think at all it's a cure-all or fix-all for our problems, but we should be considering it.
We're talking with Tyler Cowen, professor of economics at George Mason University and co-author of the economics blog Marginal Revolution. Well, if it's not radical, why is the Fed so hesitant to actually endorse it? What's the sense of this being sacrilegious for the Fed governors to be dealing with right now, if, as you say, it was 4% during the Reagan recovery?
Well, if you read Ben Bernanke's early writings, he talks about doing ideas like this and seems to favor them. But we do not have an independent Federal Reserve system. It is ruled by politicians. It is overseen by Congress. And inflation is very unpopular amongst voters who associate it with falling wages.
And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But the assumption, of course, is setting a target for inflation, allowing it to rise to 4% or encouraging it to rise to 4% presumes that the Fed actually has any control over that. With interest rates already close to zero, what could actually increase the inflation rate? What's the lever to pull?
Well, there are ways of getting the inflation rate higher without using interest rates. Right now, the Fed is very unclear about its intentions. There's a big guessing game about all the signals. If the Fed were to come out and say, we are seeking a higher inflation target at around 4%, the market would respond and see that as an expansionary move. It's a question of the Fed having the will to do it.
We're speaking to Tyler Cowen, professor of economics at George Mason University. And Tyler, how does that affect consumer confidence, though? It would seem that, first of all, consumer confidence is one of our biggest issues right now. That those who do have spending money aren't spending it. But if inflation rises, doesn't that make them less likely to spend?
Well, if inflation rises, prices are going up. So people are more inclined to spend money now. What helped consumer confidence is a lower unemployment rate. And looser monetary policy is one way to get there.
And Tyler Cowen, is the argument here that if inflation rises, in that businesses can actually make prices stick, higher prices stick, that that increases revenues and possibly encourages hiring?
That's exactly right.
But if inflation rises too fast, then the wealth that would be used to hire people actually evaporates before it's available for actually creating jobs, right?
Well, keep in mind, rising inflation, you're raising the numbers which are put on prices and wages, but you're not damaging the real productivity of the economy. So you're lowering the debt burden. If there are any sectors where there are sticky wages, you're making it easier to hire people in those sectors. Again, a lot of our problems, I think, are on the productivity side, and inflation won't cure those, but it would give us a boost at a time when inflation has been at below normal rates.
Inflation could be a good thing, according to Tyler Cowen, professor of economics at George Mason University. If 4% inflation isn't radical in your view, what would you suggest on your top radical things to do to deal with this economy? You're an economics professor. You can say whatever you like.
You know, one man's radical is the other man's normal.
There you go.
But I think a lot of the problem is just how many mistakes we made in the past. And a lot of our problems are lack of innovation and a bad educational system. And we need to fire more bad teachers, but those problems will not be fixed anytime soon.
All right. Education as the focus for a radical solution to the economy, according to Tyler Cowen, professor of economics at George Mason University, co-author of the economics blog Marginal Revolution. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're getting your ideas as well. Kimberly on Facebook says, the world has changed. Whole industries and job types are gone forever. Our society has to evolve from the industrial age to the info age. Barbara from Pontiac, Michigan gave us this text: pay for Social Security and Medicare with goods and services and value-added taxes. John from North Palm Beach says this: someone to honestly stand up, pull the curtain back, and say, ignore the suits behind the curtain. Wall Street is a casino, not our economy. We cannot allow Wall Street to dictate our economic direction or psyche. Give us your psyche at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Radical solutions to the U.S. economic malaise. Post your idea at thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.